Oh, wow. A card for me. Who would have thought a generic Christmas card for some random kid was a good way to cheer me up? Here, let me read it to you. Dear middle school boy. Real personal, right? I'm sorry you are in foster care. I hope you have a good Christmas. Sincerely, Luke. This is my favorite part. Luke drew a picture of his smiling family standing in front of their home. Wow. That makes me feel so much better. For me, the worst thing about Christmas time is watching everyone else hang out with friends and family when I don't have a real home anymore. My foster parents are nice, but I miss my brother. I miss my family. Christmas just reminds me that everything has changed. I don't belong to anyone anymore. Christmas isn't for someone like me.
My father sent me into the world to do what was necessary so that he could adopt you. Yes, you. Into his own family as a son. Remember the day you accepted me as your savior? Because of that, you do belong to someone. You belong to me. I promise to love you and never leave you. Try to focus on the priceless gift you've been given. It's easier to celebrate when you have a grateful heart. Be still and know that I am with you.
Whoever sang it's the most wonderful time of the year must not have been anywhere near the mall recently. From where I stand, it's the most stressful time of the year and the most expensive. It's when all the bills pile up. Look, I'm a single mom. I'm barely able to feed my daughter and keep the electricity on. And now I have to try to give my kid a good Christmas. I've been working extra hours, but it's just about stretched me to the breaking point. By the time I get home in the evenings, I'm exhausted and short-tempered. Bake Christmas cookies? Make gingerbread houses? I'm afraid not. Yesterday, I found one precious hour to go to the mall. Everyone there had shopping bags full of toys, clothes, you name it. But after giving it my best effort, I was only able to afford this. Yeah, she'll like it, but it's just one present. This morning, someone called from across the street, "Merry Christmas!" I wanted to yell back, "What makes it so merry?" You know what? I might as well just say it. Christmas is not for someone like me.
I lived on the earth in human form. I know how it feels to be tired and discouraged. So talk to me. Pour out your struggles, and you will be fully understood. Don't be ashamed of feeling empty. Because your emptiness and my abundance are a perfect fit. Do you know what would make a good Christmas for your daughter? To experience a true celebration of the Christ child with her mom. Be still and know that I am with you.
The carolers were nice. See, they gave me a candy cane. To be honest, though, I wish they hadn't stopped by.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake.
Well, it's much too late for me to be good. I'm the person that deserves a lump of coal in my stocking. Or worse. When I look back at my life, I see bad decisions, huge mistakes. I've broken a lot of rules. I've hurt people. I've done things I really don't care to mention. Like the song says, Christmas is for good people. Christmas is not for people like me.
I know that unconditional love is hard for you to grasp. But even when you don't feel it, my love for you is real. Absolutely nothing in heaven or on earth can cause me to stop loving you. You've distanced yourself from me because you feel unworthy. But I never stepped away from you. I was born into the world for one reason, so that your sins would not be held against you, if only you believe. I want to help you lay down that burden of guilt. Be still and know that I am with you.
Jingle bells? More like jingle blah. Why is everyone so cheery? Did something happen that I should be happy about? What is it that's happened between November and December? Anyway, you ring a few jingle bells, you sprinkle some magic pixie dust all around, and everything's supposed to be better. Everything is not better. Oh, how I miss my wife. She's been gone 2 years. Why would this time of year make me happy? It's nothing more than serving as a reminder that she's not here to celebrate with me. You know, Christmas just isn't for me anymore.
I am always close to the brokenhearted. I know about every sleepless night, every tear. But look around you. Start counting the blessings you see here and there, because I have surely brought blessings into your life. Thankful prayers keep you focused on my power and my promises. I was born to change eternity for you. Be still and know that I am with you.
Jesus, I used to experience Christmas with so much joy. I want to feel that again. Please, hear my prayer.
I want to take a step towards you, Jesus, but I've been paralyzed by guilt for so long. I can't help myself. I need you.
Christmas be for someone so wounded and broken like me? I'm calling out to you, Jesus. Can you hear me?
How can I connect to Christmas when I'm just an outsider? I feel so alone. Jesus, please. I want to feel like I belong.
I came to this world to be born in a manger so that you can be free. Free from anything that would keep you from knowing true joy in me. When you look at your life, you see poverty, grief, guilt, and loneliness. But when I look at your life, I see hope, forgiveness, healing, and life abundant. My birth and my death were for you, the lost, the burdened, and the wounded of this world. So, my dear children, Christmas is especially for you. Seek me with your whole heart, and you will find me. Now, be still, and behold the great I Am.
Christmas. Some years it's one Well, this has been a little bit of a different Sunday, hasn't it? But it's been really nice to see the excitement, the creativity, the talent that I didn't even know you guys had. But the skit was very nice. That last song was amazing, Michelle. Appreciate that a lot. And as I try to gather some of the thoughts from today and Christmas and all that's happening, a certain theme comes to mind. I think we sometimes forget how big the theme of kingship is in the gospel and at Christmas time. The wise men, when they saw the star in the sky, they came and they said, "Where is the one born, what? King of the Jews?" We forget how much this comes up. Herod was so afraid of this future king, killed all the babies under a certain age. The word Messiah, which is Hebrew, and the word Christ, which is Greek, both mean the same thing, the anointed one, and refer to a king. We are told in no uncertain terms that Jesus was descended from a kingly line of David. King, it comes up over and over and over again throughout the Christmas story. Later on, the Jews would tell the Romans that Jesus claimed he was a king and therefore was definitely an enemy of the state and a danger to everyone around them. So the Rome would go on and they would mock him with a crown, a kingly image of thorns pressed into his head, and purple robes, another sign of royalty. And they would bow down on a knee and mockingly say, "Hail the King of the Jews." And above his head on the cross, written in no less than three languages, was a little sign that explained to everyone watching what crime he had committed. And it simply said in Aramaic, Latin, and Greek, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." The chief priests noticed the wording and pointed it out. They wanted it to say, "He said he was the King of the Jews," but Herod didn't care enough to change it, and so it simply stood, "Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews." How appropriate a mistake. Even the song from which we have based this entire series on, "Joy to the World," goes on to say, "Let earth receive her King." It says the Savior reigns, and finally, He rules the world with truth and grace. Jesus went on and on and on talking about His kingdom and what sort of people would be blessed in it, because He was a king, but with a kingdom from a different place. And I struggled this week to how to bring this idea of kingship into the modern day. Because just like you, I grew up in a democracy where we voted on leaders, and I don't really know what it's like to live under a monarchy. It feels foreign to me, unusual. The idea of a king who reigns doesn't exactly fill me with emotion or joy. And every time someone brings up the royal baby, whoever that is now, I turn the TV off. Do you guys? I get tired of that. And so the idea of royalty doesn't necessarily mean a whole lot to me. I'm not all that familiar with it. But somewhere back in history, the idea must have been powerful. I mean, it found its way into our culture. It found its way so much into our Christmas themes and our songs and everything we talk about. So how do we make the coming of our King mean joy to the world? How do we make that and bring it into the modern day? And I think what we have to remember is that for the people of the time, for the Jews living under occupation of Rome, having a king who was the king of Israel meant having someone in power who actually cared about their interests, who would actually represent them in places where they had influence. And what a mighty thought that was for a nation who didn't have its own independence most of the time for the last 300 or 400 years. And not only that, but it meant that the kingdom of Israel itself, their home, was coming back into an existence in a way that it hadn't for a while. It meant that something was changing and God was acting and home was coming down. Maybe that's why Jesus says, you know, early in his ministry, he stands on a mountain and he looks out at a crowd of diverse people and he says to them things like, "My kingdom belongs to the poor, to the grieving, to the hurting, and to the meek." Or he would say things like, you guys in front of me as I stand on this mountain, you are the light for my world. You are the salt for my earth. And the kingdom belongs to you. You are the people that I have chosen. And that's why Christmas is actually for everyone. Especially the lowly and the despised. For orphans or single mothers or widowers or sinners. It is for them and everyone else too. You see, the truth is that we are spiritually homeless. I've been thinking about this image lately and it actually makes a lot of sense. Everywhere we go, we're exposed to the elements of a non-Christian world. And we live surrounded and uncomfortable because of those elements and the difficulty of finding shelter for it. We scrounge around for spiritual food because we're spiritually homeless. We look for it in books and occasionally we dig through the trash of Facebook to find a little glimmer of hope. We're spiritually homeless. We walk around and people look at us like we smell bad. And for whatever reason, whether or not we think we fit into this world or don't, we don't, right? We're spiritually homeless. And to feel or know or believe that there is a king, a person of power, coming in to influence the world who believes in us and says that his kingdom is our kingdom and for people like us, the spiritually homeless, that it's coming into this world and becoming real in the very moment, that is the hope of Christmas. Your kingdom has come. Your king has come to make a place just for you. And it's not just for the rich or the bold or the lucky or the pretty. If it was, I would be excluded. It's joy to the whole world. Your Savior reigns. And behold Him now. You see, the joy of Christmas, the joy to the world we've been talking about in this series, comes in recognizing that our King has come and is bringing with Him a new home for people like us. If we hold to and value the things that He valued, if we continue to believe that this world is more than just what we see and do, but what we know to be true inside of us, and change who we are to become more at home in His world and less at home in this one. When we invite others into that home so that they can have an eternal place of refuge with us. You see, it actually is joy to the world. And there is no one who can look at the Christmas story and say, "Christmas is not for me." Because our Savior has come to bring a home for all those who feel spiritually homeless in this world. And that is enough to bring joy to the world. That is where hope was born small. That is where we declare Emmanuel, God is in the boat with us. And peace and joy and hope and faith can reign and people like us can shout joy to the world. Our Savior is born. Behold Him, guys. Jesus is here with us. God is here. And no matter what is going on around us, the peace and hope and joy and faith of Christmas outlast all of it. And that is a reason to rejoice for everyone. God in heaven, I thank You for today in this special little message we got through skit and through song. I thank You for those who've worked hard to put this together. I feel, Lord, as though You have worked in so many people today. And I pray that you will continue to work in our hearts and minds through the Holy Spirit, bringing to mind things about us that we need to challenge and change, that we might become more and more the people you want us to be, that we can be home in your kingdom and not this one. Help us, God, to embrace our spiritual homelessness so that we can find our home in you. We thank you and love you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, today we have had music, we've had skits, you've had an attractive man get on stage and give you a wonderful devotion. But to top all of that off, we get a moment to hold in our hands the body and blood of Jesus Christ, to have truly transposed the manger and the cross, to see that Jesus was born into this world as this small little bit of hope, and then died on a cross, destroying all hope, so they thought, only to be raised to life, to bring it all back to life, so that today we would be celebrating a couple thousand years later, still dividing history at that moment. You see, Christmas matters. That's why we're here. And I pray that as you take that cup and that juice, that you think in your mind about the hope and behold Him who is with us today, and let it bring joy to your hearts. If you are visiting today, we have been using, as a lot of churches have been, the little portable packets. We've had them out on a table out there. If you didn't get one, you can make your way back there and get one, or raise your hand, someone will bring you one. But this is a time for us to focus and think about the body and blood of Christ. And in a few moments, I'm going to hand this off to Kevin. And he is going to have a special. And simply let that, you don't have to sing along to that song. Simply let that song bring you into the moment so that you can reflect and take that in a worthy manner. We'll give you a few moments even after the song to take it. You can take it before then. But simply have a quiet moment in a busy time to reflect on the reason for it all.
The palace worthy of our King. But a mansion worthy of His Son was a stable that said welcome, a journey on a starry night. The wisest ones followed the light. They gathered round the Holy One who was born to love and lead us home. Hark the herald angels sing. Hear the sound and enter in. There's a place reserved, just come. Jesus is with everyone. A child who is the King of Kings, who made a way of grace for sin. Our humble Savior gave it all, so we'd be seated with the Lord. Hark the herald angels sing. Hear the sound and enter in. There's a place reserved, just come. 'Cause Jesus is with everyone. Hear the whisper. whisper of his heart. The goodness of the saving God. It doesn't matter what we've done, 'cause Jesus eats with everyone. Gather at the table of the Lord. Come one, come all, come as you are. We gather at the table of the Lord. Come one, come all, come as you are. We gather at the table, the table of the Lord. Seeking you will find him. Come as you are. Seeking you will find him. Come as you are. Hear the whisper of his heart. The goodness of our saving God. It doesn't matter what we've done, 'cause Jesus eats with everyone. 'Cause Jesus eats with everyone.
Guys, thank you for coming to church today. I know it's been a crazy world lately, and we haven't always been able to do all the things we wanted. But being at church is an important thing, because it draws our minds back to why we do any of this and gives us the hope to do it better. I hope that today was a blessing to you, maybe an encouragement, and hopefully a challenge too. And as we go out into this world, let's just honor God better. Honor our King. Don't forget, I think we did most of our announcements this morning, so I won't really add anything to those. But I appreciate all of you here, all this wonderful group that worked hard, and say thank you to someone on your way out. Appreciate you.